At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is a Reaction Monday and a fourth straight victory Monday for the Houston Texans as they are now 7-5 and are rolling right now after winning on the road against Indianapolis. We looked at this three-game stretch of home Bills at Colts at Chiefs as this is going to be the season. I said they had to at least go 2-1. Well, they have already done that. And now they are going to look to get greedy in Arrowhead coming up on Sunday Night Football in front of the world. So this will be a big weekend for the Texans. And Clint, listen, we'll get back to the Texans coming up at 3 o'clock. We want to hear from you all. So be ready for that. Tyler will open up the line so we can hear from the people. But the big story over the weekend, Clint, is Lane Kiffin. And Marty Smith had an eventful 36 hours where you could tell he was about over it at the end of it. And finally, when he said that message to Lane, said, please tell me this is over. Please tell me we will have something by the end of the day. But Lane Kiffin ultimately, Clint, decides to go to LSU, hired as LSU's coach, and he will not finish the season as the Ole Miss coaches. He wanted to try to coach this team in the college football playoff and beyond, but was not able to do so. He will sign a 7-year deal that's worth $12 million annually, and word on the street is he's going to have a budget of about $25 million with NIL to get players as well. So this is a big move within the SEC, Clint. But, I mean, the talking point is how it was handled. And in your thoughts on how this thing was handled, specifically by Lane Kiffin, because a lot of people are looking at him.
Yeah, I'm not real worried about how Lane handled it. I don't know. I'm not privy to the information to know exactly who did what to get to a conclusion to judge how somebody handled something or not. I think Lane is absolutely genius on social media, whether you like it or not, whether it's trolling or not, whether it's garnering likes and clicks and attention from the people that matter the most in his life, and that's young athletes, and people that buy tickets and students and all of that jive. So the way he quote unquote handled it, I don't have a problem with. I got a problem with the way Ole Miss handled it. To me, Ole Miss is the one, the party involved here that really dropped the bag. Ole Miss is the one that should have put all of their energy and efforts into, Lane, we understand why you would leave. We're talking about a top three program in America when it comes to the ability to win football games. We're talking about one of the top jobs in America in all of football. And Ole Miss just ain't on that level, and you got to know who you are. And so to go in with these quote-unquote ultimatums, and I know that Lane Kiffin said, you know, there were no ultimatums, but to go in with these quote-unquote ultimatums force him to make a decision, to even get to a point where you're the one that has to have conversations about coaching the rest of the season, I think they dropped the bag majorly. First time in program history at Ole Miss, they win 11 regular season games. They clearly got the best chance they're ever going to have to win a national title. Every bit of their effort and energy should have went into Lane. We know you're leaving. We understand why you're leaving. Put this thing off. Keep it as quiet as you possibly can and coach this football team and see this thing through.
You think that
in the college football playoffs? Absolutely.
You think that could have happened?
It could have happened afterwards. Lane asked for it. Clearly, LSU agreed to it. The Ole Miss athletic director said, I can't let you do that. I got to live here. I can't let you do that. Right? And so, you know, I think those days are over. I think those days of like, this is a year-to-year league now in college football. It is the wild, wild west. And the truth of the matter is, we've got the programs year-to-year that lose so bad that they fire coaches, they are ultimately impacting the college football playoff every year. Right? They're impacting it because now you got the programs in college football that are losers, not them personally, the programs are the losers over the last handful of years to the point where you're paying a coach $50+ million to leave, and now you're going and stealing the national championship potential from another, forget that they're quote-unquote rivals supposedly, just from another team, one of the 12 teams in America that have a chance to make a run, and the coach is like, the coach is the least party to blame for this, the fact that he's leaving. So, I think Ole Miss dropped a bag. I think they should have done everything they could to keep this thing together. Because you're seeing what's happening right now. Lane's taking the entire offensive staff with him.
I think he's taking a couple guys.
He's taking, apparently,
a threat of
the general manager, the offensive coordinator, the wide receivers coach. Did I say OC? I mean, there's three or four of them going, and it's really the offensive staff. They hired Pete Golding, which I love what Ole Miss did there. I've always been a fan of Pete Golding, the defensive coordinator. You talk about a guy that's a great coach, but he also has the ability to relate to players in today's game. I love where they ended up landing. I love that in an attempt to salvage their chances this year. But every bit of their effort should have been put into Lane, stick around and see this thing through. The landscape has changed. All this whole, I mean, I got people coming at me on Twitter talking about, oh, you'd let somebody date your wife. No, the landscape, if you can't acknowledge that the landscape of college football has changed significantly and players are going to leave. Last year, it was Tennessee going to the college football playoffs and the quarterback's wanting more money or he's bouncing, right? So, I mean, it's just, I don't know. I think they dropped the ball. I think the NCAA's flawed, obviously. I don't blame Lane for taking a dream job, and I think Ole Miss should have handled it differently from the jump.
Yeah, the timing of how the dates follow is, to me, a big thing. And for me, if I'm Ole Miss, I'd try to entertain him, but I can understand I can't have the LSU coach still working as my coach for the next 2 months in my building. Right, and I just think the dates are the problem.
But,
right?
Here's my deal. Why?
Because he's a coach of another team in your conference. Like, I mean, and he's and because of the dates, he's got to be recruiting. He's got to be doing stuff for LSU. And I can understand why Ole Miss is like, no, I don't want that in my. I can't have that in my building.
Yeah, what far outweighs that is they've never had an 11-win season. They've never had a shot at a college football playoff, and now you got it. That trumps. I agree with your overall point, but to me, that trumps everything. That trumps it all. Because now, I mean, what if Pete Golding's really good, and all of a sudden next year, Florida State fires their guy. Pete Golding's going to be a guy. You going to tell him to pack his bags and leave when you're on the doorstep of the college football playoffs again?
Yeah, if he's going to be the coach of another team.
Yeah,
while
I think it's.
Well, I got
I
him.
Yeah, silly. Dion,
and again,
Dion did it, and it wasn't a problem. You know, there's it. It's. I just don't see.
I think it is silly in the only sport that we have, in which the season, the way it ends, rolls into the other year, right?
Oh, yeah,
like
yeah,
I think that yeah. part where Stupid. I think they could change the dates, yeah. right? I don't think Lane should have to choose in the middle of his season if he's going to continue to coach this season, or like I don't think Lane should have the ability to recruit yet for LSU. I think there shouldn't be any hires or the ability to hire folks, until the season ends. Like in every other sport, right? We knew Ben Johnson was leaving the Lions, but it didn't mean like, all right, man, season's over for the Bears, so you can't coach the Lions anymore. It makes them a significant I think it's more of that than I can understand. You're the head coach of Ole Miss. You don't want to be here anymore, right? That at this point, and you have to recruit and work for LSU while you're here for the next, I don't know if it's a long playoff run, 2 months. So I can understand that. But again, that isn't really Ole Miss's fault. It's the scheduling fault.
It all falls back to the schedule, but it's one of those. And here's the other part of this thing. Now knowing that you're going to hire somebody that was in the building as the long, not the interim, but the long-term head coach, the defensive coordinator, it would even make it easier to go, hey, Lane, stick around. And the guy in the building with you has got tabs on everything that's going on. I understand the whole LSU, that whole deal, but I hate to break it to everybody. If Lane would know today whether he was taking that LSU job or not, whether it ever went public or not, and LSU ever called him or not, Lane would know that he was going to take that job in 2 months. It wouldn't change one thing that's going on right now. If he were going to recruit underneath and yank players, which he's going to do, if he were going to do that, he knows exactly who they are right now, just like he would if he wasn't under contract with LSU. Like, being LSU's coach doesn't change anything about what Lane is or isn't going to do over the next 2 months. So it's an opportunity that I feel like if you're Georgia or Alabama or one of these schools that, hey, man, you're in the college ball playoffs every year. Blue blood, Texas, you know, we talk A&M now. If you're one of them, okay, I get it. Ole Miss, hey, man, what that dude's done for you over the last 6 years is wild. To think that's just going to take off again at Ole Miss? This is an opportunity that the odds are you're not going to have again for the next 20 years.
Yeah, text line coming in. Show, but if they're not able to recruit, then the NCAA has to change the signing deadlines. What you're saying, don't.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Cyber Monday is on at Blinds.com. Transform your windows and get your home ready for the holidays with up to 50% off site-wide. Plus, doorbuster deals on popular styles at Blinds.com. Blinds.com is the number one online retailer for custom window treatments. Go DIY and do it all 100% online, or choose white glove service with expert design guidance and professional installation for a seamless start-to-finish experience. Whether it's blackout, motorized, sheer, or solar, you'll find massive deals at Blinds.com on premium brands that make any room feel warm and inviting. With Blinds.com, you can browse online, order free samples, and schedule professional measure and install with vetted experts. Backed by award-winning designers and thousands of five-star reviews, Blinds.com has helped millions pull off that wow reveal before the guests arrive. Hurry, Blinds.com's Cyber Monday Super Sale won't last long. Shop now and save up to 50% site-wide and get a free professional measure. Limited time offer, restrictions apply.
That makes sense. I thought it was clear. I'm saying they need to change it.
Well, the dates need to change. Whether it's transfer portal, signing coaches, talking to coaches, contract, the NCAA is to blame for every bit of this. Right now, the fallout is Lane's got to make a decision before a college ball playoff run. You know, the fallout is these guys are put in a position where if the school doesn't force Lane to leave, then now they don't know who they're going to hire next, and the whole coaching pool is gone. And you got to get the eighth best coach instead of the third best coach.
And then you got a place where LSU's like, no, I don't want you to be there. We want you to get over here right now and get, which is it has been silly for years, but it's even more silly because now this is going to start happening to teams because there are 12 teams that are eligible to win a national championship. And this is going to start happening more and more. And they need to change the dates and the deadlines all these days. I mean, it happens even in other sports. It happens in college basketball all the time. Right? Where, all right, there's a coach that's going to leave for a better job. They don't have to then stop right before the NCAA tournament starts.
Yeah, it's silly.
they get a chance to play for it all, right? Like it's silly. And to me, this is more of a overall thing that the NCAA allows than it is a Lane Kiffin thing. Now Lane's a little messed up. Lane to try to hold them people hostage over there and said, if you don't let me coach this game, I'm gonna go ahead and take all your players.
Which he's gonna do anyway.
Yeah.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sack Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.